It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, in the Ask the Vet mailbag this month, we're talking vaccinations. And what's the best approach when taking a look at all these vaccines when raising calves?
Yes, the topic of vaccination is really big on farms and generally a huge topic and with a lot of questions. And so the first thing to dig into is really why do we vaccinate at all? And it's risk mitigation. So we vaccinate to reduce disease events. And I emphasize the word reduce because nothing's at 100% for prevention. So vaccination will reduce the number of animals that get sick. And if they do get sick, it should reduce the severity. And we define severity as the duration that they're sick and the degree of which they're sick. So we really vaccinate to reduce the profit loss associated with sick animals. It's kind of interesting when you look at it. There's over 200 cattle-specific vaccines on the market, and that's because companies are great at marketing. That doesn't mean that the animals need all of those. So the first thing I like to talk about, vaccination versus immunization. Okay, so if we run 100 cattle through the chute, stick a needle in under their skin, and push the plunger on the syringe down, we have vaccinated 100 animals. That doesn't mean that all 100 animals are protected from disease. For them to then take that vaccine and mount an antibody response to protect them from disease, we call that immunization. Okay, and so just because we vaccinate 100 cattle doesn't mean that we immunize 100 cattle. We may have only immunized 85 or 90 of those 100 cattle. So that's important to understand too. Vaccination and immunization are different. And then when it comes to how do we determine what vaccines we should use, it's all about the frequency of the disease and the severity of the disease. And we put both of those on a spectrum when we evaluate them. So if we have a very, very common or frequent disease, we're going to vaccinate for it. Conversely, if we have a disease that might be relatively rare, but on the off chance it did happen is extremely severe, we're going to vaccinate for that as well. So to kind of put that in perspective, things like clostridial disease, they're very common, so we're going to vaccinate for those, whereas things like BVD is less common. If it did happen, the severity of it is so severe that we vaccinate to protect that as well. So we always balance out our vaccine choices on frequency and severity of disease. So I kind of want to go over, there's different classes of vaccines, and they're regulated by the USDA. The FDA regulates drugs, the USDA regulates vaccines. And armed with a little bit of knowledge, you can read your vaccine label and understand how good it is. So there's five different classes of vaccine. The first ones are labeled for prevention of infection. Okay, and they'll actually say things like, will protect from infection for something like persistently infected BVD calves. Okay, so if you read your vaccine label and it says that it can prevent infection, that is the highest level of vaccine labeling allowed in the U.S., and that means that it has passed the highest, most stringent standards for testing, prevention of infection. The next one down is prevention of disease. So the statement might say something like, for the prevention of a disease due to maybe leptospirosis. Okay, so prevention of disease is below prevention of infection, but still a very, very good vaccine. Then you have the third tier down, which will be described as aids in disease prevention. Okay, so the label might say something like, used as an aid in the prevention of respiratory disease due to IBR. So tier three is aids in disease prevention. Tier four is aids in disease control. So it would read something like, use as an aid in the control of respiratory disease due to IBR. And the fifth one just says other claims, meaning that the company didn't really prove to the USDA that it was efficacious in preventing disease, but it also wasn't really harmful. So the USDA will give it what's called a conditional license. So when I'm designing a vaccine protocol, I like to rely on vaccines that will have label claims of either prevention of infection, prevention of disease, or aids in disease prevention. If your vaccine says that it aids in disease control or other claims, I would recommend that those categories of vaccines are very poor, and I would not recommend using those.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, Email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.